Alaska has 5 national monuments, public lands that are given special protections. And Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski doesn't want any more of the state added to that list. She reintroduced a congressional bill in January to limit the Antiquities Act, which gives the president the sweeping authority to make those designations. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins reports on who believes the state needs more protected lands and who doesn't.
In Barack Obama's last year in office, some wondered if the president would use the Antiquities Act to lock up offshore drilling leases in the Arctic Ocean. He wound up going about it a different way. But those types of land or water designations have some Alaska legislators worried.
It's clear the federal authorities are, to some degree, in my opinion, overreaching their ability.
That's Representative Dan Sadler, a House Republican from Eagle River. In a meeting at the Capitol on Thursday, legislators discussed a joint House resolution to back Senator Murkowski's congressional bill, essentially a letter of support to overhaul the Antiquities Act. The bill outlines that the president would need the approval of Congress and the state before creating a national monument. And the Alaska Department of Natural Resources thinks that's a good idea. Ed Fogles, a deputy commissioner with DNR, says the Antiquities Act was created over 100 years ago to protect sacred and cultural sites from things like grave robbing.
You know, we're seeing an expansion of that to where vast areas are put aside, and it may not be necessarily in the spirit of that intent.
In 1978, in a controversial decision, President Jimmy Carter created at least 11 national monuments. Congress later acted on a significant conservation bill that rolled some of those monuments into national parks. But the Antiquities Act gave Carter the authority to make that decision quickly. Eric Gaffey, an attorney with Earth Justice, thinks it's an important tool for a president to have.
Teddy Roosevelt to George W. Bush to Obama have used that to protect things ranging from large swaths of the ocean to the Statue of Liberty.
Gaffey says the Antiquities Act can still be used in the way it was intended, because important sacred and cultural sites have a new threat.
That's as relevant in Alaska as anywhere else, and maybe even more so because things are changing here because of climate change.
But Ed Fogles with the Department of Natural Resources says Alaska's current fiscal crisis is a reason to be concerned.
And our economy is primarily based on responsible natural resource development. So the less of that land there is, the less of a land base we have to work to do that with.
If Murkowski's bill makes it through Congress, it won't undo Alaska's existing national monuments, but it will create an extra step in the process and make it more difficult for the president to make sweeping designations. States like Utah are going a step further, urging President Donald Trump to overturn designations made under President Obama. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.